Okay, very good. Let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you are. Good to see you. It's great, you know, really great to see some of the familiar faces already, you know, every week or so. So thank you for joining. We do this session on a weekly basis with a full, clear, objective agenda to engage with you and get a chance to either interact with you here during the live session or post live, you know, the recording or all together, and kind of in the process share, explore information about real estate investing and maybe a little bit beyond real estate investing. I think today is a little bit beyond real estate investing. And we do it almost every Friday. I think we're going to skip the next two due to some traveling. So it's possible that next week and the following week, I'm going to miss two sessions due to travels. Hopefully I'll be able to do it from the road, but the time and the, you know, location is going to be a little bit challenging. And sorry, I have a little bit of distraction here. Today I want to talk about the actually not core real estate investment, but something that came up earlier in the week. I was invited to speak or a guest speaker in a podcast on real estate investing. A very nice guy who runs a daily show about real estate investing, primarily syndication, invited me to speak with him, and we kind of started to speak about different things during the podcast, a little bit, you know, other things more things before and after. And it was really pleasant, you know, a pleasant conversation for both of us, who have some similarities in the background and a lot of things that we've done, you know, in a similar way, but we're completely from different backgrounds altogether. But it was fun, you know, it was just fun. One of the things we talked about was not necessarily just the core real estate, you know, issues, but things that are just surrounding our environment. And we kind of talked about the concept of role models in our lives. And I told him how I perceived it. And he was like, oh, I like that concept. I like that idea very much. You know, I never heard that kind of thought before, which for me was like, how is it possible you didn't? But if he didn't hear about it, I thought maybe it's something worth sharing with others. So today I'm going to talk about role models in our lives and the different role models that I think that I'm using, I think we should have. And it's not necessarily directly related to real estate investing per se. Of course, it has everything to do it, you know, in specifics, but it's a little bit on a kind of bigger perspective of things in life. So we all, at least I was, but I mean, I assume a lot of you throughout life were told to make sure you have role models in your life that you can imitate, you can look up to, you can copy what they're doing, etc. Right? And typically, those role models are considered to be the positive one. So we want to see what this person or that person is doing, and let's just do the same and follow them, their footsteps, or follow their actions or whatever. And obviously it makes perfect sense. And maybe many of us have that in our lives or not, or partially. I know that I have some people that I partially look up to on different aspects. I don't have one person who fits the bill for everything. So it's maybe one person I like what he's doing in this concept, let's say marketing and investing and handling, you know, handling relationships and stuff like that. But what I have learned, especially about 10 years ago, and 10 years ago, while I was going through during the real estate crash, which I was pretty much exposed on many levels to it while it happened, I was heavily invested in real estate, I realized I needed to do two things. Number one, I decided that I need to trim or cut out all the negative energy in my life. And I'm mostly talking about people that were in my immediate circles, social circles, business circles, etc., that I felt that are just either sucking energy out of me or are just bringing in the negative vibe or the negative energy or the negative attitude. And I remember very clearly to deciding that those people I want out of my life. You know, it sometimes it's a process, and it was very easy for me to identify them. I knew exactly who those people are, what they represent, and what, you know, didn't always know how to get to that point or what do I need to do. But I decided that the first thing is I'm gonna get those people far away from me because they are interfering. They are, thank you for the likes, yay. They are not a good influence or not a good energy source in my life. So the first thing I did, I slowly started, you know, getting away from those people, you know, for the most part, right? It's not that easy sometimes when you have close relationship. The second thing that I kind of realized is, well, I was making changes mostly in my business, and I came to intersections of decision making, and I wasn't sure what would be the right decision to do. I asked myself, that role model that I have in my life, what would he or she, what I think they would have done in this situation? What kind of a decision they would make? Obviously, it's not always a clear cut, but many times I thought they would go in a certain path or make a certain turn. And when I knew what I thought they would do, I decided to do exactly the opposite or go in exactly, you know, in a different direction. Okay. That's when I understood that in life, I need not just positive role models. I need what I call the negative role models. The negative role models, and I have a few of them, and I'll be honest, part of it is my parents. My parents are not all negative, right? They're very good in ethics, very good in hardworking, very good in the way they conduct their affairs socially and with as parents and family people. Nothing wrong. They're only good things I can say about them. But when it comes to investing, it comes to maybe handling money, those things, sometimes I think they were very, 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 very conservative. And for me, that was like a little bit of a way how not to go and conduct my affairs. And do it a little bit differently. So I use them as a little bit as a reference point. I don't want to say negative because they're by far there have been only positive influence and not negative influence. But there are other people that I met through my life that I would think of them and say, okay, what would this person do at this point? And when I think what this person would have done, I would go and I say, okay, I don't want to use that. I don't want to be that person. I want to be different from that person. And I would go and use that as a reference point to convince myself to go in a different direction. So I think that in life, we need to find those people that we can use either as a positive and as negative, and use them as a reference point when we are trying to determine what to do. I think what it mostly helped me to do is when I'm in that situation of trying to determine how to go about a certain aspect, and I don't really feel comfortable making a decision or a choice in a certain direction, and I'm kind of doubting myself or debating should I do it or not, when I turn and I think this person would have done going this direction, it actually helps me make the decision that it's maybe not comfortable for me to make, or I'm not sure about it, but it kind of gives me a little bit more confidence to go and do that. And I have to say, many, many, many times when I made those decisions based on that kind of negative reference, it actually turned out to be a very good decision altogether. So you never know what would have been the situation should I have chosen a different path or the same path. But I definitely know that the one that I chose, which was not trivial for me, and I used that negative reference point, actually led to very good things. And I'm happy I did that. So what I'm trying to say is, find those people in your life that can be those negative reference point, and try to use them to your benefit on how not to walk the path of life. That's everything I have to say today, and I wanted to share with you. I know it's not core real estate investing, but it was just something that came up in an earlier interview that I had this week, and I thought that the person who was interviewing me was really interested in this point and was really liking it. I thought, you know, if he likes it, maybe other people will benefit from that as well. assuming they're not already doing that in their life. So with that said, I don't have anything else to add. We'll keep it short and simple today. It's been 10-ish minutes. If you have any questions, by all means, regarding to the topic, regarding to real estate investing, I'll be very happy to take them, of course. If you want to take this opportunity and to reach out to us and talk about real estate investing and how we can help you with your needs for investing, by all means, of course, that's part of what we're doing this for, is to spread the word, spread the love, spread the connection. It's all about relationships, and we want to build that relationship with all of you, of course. I'm going to wait for a few good seconds here on my end while I see if there are questions coming or not. I will say that there's a very good chance that in 1 week and the week after, so the next following two Fridays, I'm not going to hold the live Facebook session. So in a way, I'm giving you a break from me for 2 weeks or so. And it will probably resume thereafter. Good. All right. Thank you, everyone. Of course, press like if you like what I talked about. Press like 3 times if you didn't like it. So it ends up with being like or react. Or put comments or anything. If you're watching the recording, by all means, or listening to the recording, by all means, interact with us, give us some thumbs up or something. It was always a pleasure. It's kind of one-sided when I speak and I can't see you. Just so you know, we are recording this and have this available on three different channels. It goes on Facebook, it goes on YouTube, and it goes on the podcast. So you can consume this content and many other sessions on one of those avenues. If you don't have the links, just let us know and we'll share with you the links for either one of them or all of them. Thank you, everyone. Have a terrific rest of your day. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. See you in 3 weeks or so. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.